Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New evidence in the federal election case against Donald Trump. The federal judge overseeing special counsel Jack Smith's case unsealing a 165-page filing. The new evidence is a response to the Supreme Court immunity ruling that argues that Donald Trump's actions on January 6th were not those of a president, but rather the illegal deeds of a losing candidate. Trump says the new evidence amounts to interference in this upcoming election. The dock worker strike is continuing nationwide. How long until you feel the effects?
Analysts expect we will start to see the impacts of higher prices and possible shortages if this lasts another 1 to 2 weeks. And the first place you'd be impacted is groceries, especially produce, including 75% of the nation's banana supply. Those foods spoil, so retailers couldn't stock up ahead of time.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze at the Port of Elizabeth in New Jersey. The death toll from Hurricane Helene now has hit 189. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new report finds Wisconsin is heading toward a potential senior care crisis. Forward Analytics says the number of people in Wisconsin age 75 and older is expected to go up by about 75% in the next 20 years. That means a need for almost 60,000 new nursing home beds and 99,000 nurses and other staff by 2040. Kamala Harris leads Donald Trump by 4 points in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. Poll director Charles Franklin says independents have been trending for Harris since Joe Biden left the race.
Independents have bumped up to 60 or a little above 60% for Harris. Seen it twice in a row, I think, is worth noting.
Harris campaigns in Ripon today. Trump will be in Juneau Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. Each of the candidates for Dane County Executive is touting her experience. Dana Pelabon is a former county board member. She's run two Madison nonprofit social service agencies.
Because I have been in these systems and understand how they work, from day one, I will be able to start running in this position. Because that's what an executive who has been doing this work can do.
Melissa Agard is a longtime state lawmaker who also served on the county board. They debated yesterday at Madison College. Drivers should avoid the northbound intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and the Doty Street intersection because of street work starting today. Crews are scheduled to continue concrete pavement restoration. A number of restrictions are in effect between 7 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a two-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit 2 home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead 2-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Willie Adames was impressed by Chourio's performance.
I mean, insane. I mean, I feel like he's done some, you know, he hit some clutch hits, you know, throughout the year. But I know for him that felt amazing, and for the team felt unbelievable. I changed the whole game right there, and he gave us an opportunity to play Game 3 tomorrow.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, sunny, 70. And then on Saturday, a little return to summer with sunshine and a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Alexander Venman with very compelling testimony during the first Trump impeachment trial. J.R. Radcliffe with all things sports. And this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
We've heard Liz Cheney go out there and go all the way from opposition to Donald Trump to now actively saying, yes, you have to. She believes the right vote is actually to vote for Kamala Harris. Where is your thinking on how you're going to vote?
I've known for quite a long time, number one, that I would never in my life vote for Donald Trump ever again.
That you made clear.
Yeah. I hope so. Thank you for acknowledging that. I have also known for a long time whether the nominee was at one point going to be Joe Biden, now Kamala Harris, that I was going to cast my vote for either candidate, now Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
Cassidy Hutchinson, a grateful nation, thanks you, with my mom's boyfriend.
Yep.
Is your mom's pimp. I disagree. Julie says, true Stephanie Miller Show story, Chris. When I heard the big book of Donald Trump's 2020 election crimes drop this afternoon, I said, wow, God must really love us and want us to have nice things. And my cat said, are you a Stephanie Miller fan?
Uh-huh.
Grabbing that demo since 19-aught.
Yeah, especially with that big L that you have up in the sky.
Uh-huh. I have a childless cat lady and cat daddy. Joke for you guys. Randy Mayhem Singer says, me, did you just vomit on my new rug and then use my sofa as a scratching post? My cat. I am focused on the future. Mm-hmm. That's
funny. Yeah, that's very much cat-like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And J.D. Vance-like. Yes. Oh, and JoJo from Jurors says, Hillary Clinton went for a walk in the woods after she lost. Donald Trump incited a deadly attack on our country, J.D. Vance, so you. I love my little potty mouth from New Jersey. Is there anyone from Jersey that is not a potty mouth? I don't know. I haven't met them yet. Okay. Here he comes.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome.
Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us from the
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Call him
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Doom. Hello.
Well, hello to you, Stephanie Miller. How are you?
I am all right. I was saying, even for those of us that pay attention to this every day for a living, the depth and breadth of Donald Trump's criminality can still stun you, can it?
You know, you think you've reached the limit. You got to the outer outpost of understanding who he is and what he is. And then 165 pages from Jack Smith comes out, laying out extraordinary violations of the law, of decency, of everything you can imagine. I don't know. I've just given up saying that now we know it all. Yeah. We don't know it all.
Yeah. And you were still recovering from the debate. You said watching the VT debate was truly surreal. J.D. Vance actually claimed the violent J6 insurrectionists were peaceful protesters. Trump tried to save Obamacare. That one was that tickled you. Trump made sure there was a peaceful transfer of leadership to Joe Biden. Wow. I know from experience, when a doctor says wow, it's never good.
No, wow.
No. You don't want to be there when he's examining you and he goes, oh, my God. You don't want to. That's no, not a good place to be.
A doctor looking at your chart and says, wow, you just know.
And then he closes and says, never mind.
Never mind.
Yeah. Then walks
you
out.
You don't want to know.
Yeah.
No.
Head spinning, right? The whole way. I mean, how did someone say it? The debate shows the difference between J.D. Vance and Donald Trump is that Vance smiles while he's lying. Michelangelo Ciarelli said that. I mean, he's a disturbingly good liar, but you're just like, Trump worked in a bipartisan fashion to save the Affordable Care. Wait, what?
I mean, yeah, you know, that's right after the aliens visited and took them for a trip on their spaceship. It's like,
oh my God,
it's preposterous stuff.
Yeah.
It's preposterous stuff. Look, we're in a moment in American history and politics that will live forever, whether he wins or loses. No one's ever going to forget this. And I can't even imagine how future historians are going to characterize what we're going through now. But really, I was telling Chris earlier, mm-hmm. In some ways, I just need this to be over. This is intolerable.
It is.
Amount of stress. It's just extraordinary.
It really is. It really is. And you know, as a doctor, that is like the number one cause of, you know, pretty much every physical ailment. And the amount of stress I think we've been under all these years and how terrifying it is 30 days out finally.
No, it's true. You know, your cortisol level skyrockets when you're under stress, and that causes all kinds of negative effects on your body. It really is bad.
And by the way, the gaslighting, can I just say, I can't anymore with Ari Melber. I just, you know, he always invites these like freshly imprisoned Trump's sycophants on to lie.
Yeah.
So he had Gordon Sondland, Peter Navarro, and Sarah Matthews on. Just gave him an opportunity to lie. Navarro said, you implicated me in some kind of crime with Donald Trump. Right, because you were. I simply took a principled position serving with Donald Trump. I saved a lot of lives during the pandemic. Speaking of trying to memory hole COVID, right?
No, it's actually pathetic. And, you know, I don't even want to hear from these people anymore.
I didn't
there's nothing to learn. There's nothing to gain from hearing them continue to lie and then to justify the old lies that they made. It's disgusting, and it really does add to the stress level. I don't want to hear from them.
Doc, you are that big, long thing in your jingle that I can't remember. I think the head of disaster preparedness at Columbia University, something.
Yeah,
you're a big deal.
Yes.
It's one of your big deal titles. But you've been to disaster areas, obviously, all over the world. And you said Trump's presence in the aftermath of a horrendous disaster is pure politics. I was in Puerto Rico many times in the aftermath of the apocalyptic Hurricane Maria in 2017. I also witnessed how Trump and his administration completely failed to deal appropriately with this disaster and disrespected Puerto Rico and Puerto Ricans in the process. And there he is, you know, botching up local resources, trying to get a photo op and, you know, and say, where are Trump and or where are Harris and Biden? Well, they're not there because local authorities know that it's going to botch stuff up.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just, oh, he's so predictable, isn't he?
And by the way, people ought to know that Biden and Harris have been deeply involved in making sure that those affected regions from the hurricane and the flooding are getting what they actually need. Getting what they need. You know, that counts a lot.
Yeah.
That's what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, and he's there lying about, you know, oh, Kemp, get him on the phone. Where Kemp had a press conference an hour earlier saying he talked to Biden on the phone, got everything he needed. I mean, it's just, yeah. You're right. It is exhausting. Mm-hmm. I saved one other story for you, Doc, just as a doctor, I mean, but as a human. I just think this is a terrifying headline. More women are seeking sterilization post-Dobbs. In the months after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the constitutional right to an abortion, there's a spike in the number of women seeking sterilization to prevent pregnancy. I mean, if that doesn't tell you everything I know, you know, right, that you need to know, I mean, the women, there was one expert quoted, it's women in her Bible Belt community feel social pressure that can push them towards sterilization. It's definitely more socially acceptable to say, I'm going to get my tubes tied or removed, than to say, I want to find abortion care.
It's so pathetic. It's so sad. And the destruction that Trump has caused. And this is one of the things, Stephanie, you know, it's like I've been saying that even if he loses, and God help us if he doesn't, but if he loses, he's still leaving a legacy of horror behind him.
Yeah.
You know, people are still going to be ostracized for trying to manage their own health care. People are still going to be shunned in their communities and not getting what they need because he's left so many true believers in his path that even if the election doesn't go his way, he's got his agents that he's leaving behind. It's really pretty terrifying.
I mean, I was just going to, you know, and this all this BS that J.D. Vance spouted, we want to be pro-family and pro, you know, it's like, first of all, so women are sterilizing themselves.
Right.
So there's going to be less children because you've terrified them into the possibility of getting pregnant, you know, when they don't want to be or can't afford to be or whatever it is. But Let's go to Georgia for a minute. Abortion rights advocates cheering Monday's court ruling that brought back expanded services in Georgia, even as they brace for the likelihood further judicial action could make it short-lived. Georgia Attorney General have already said they're going to appeal. And I just thought the one line I was struck by with Governor Walz is when he said, the fact of the matter is, how can we as a nation say your life and your rights, as basic as the right to control your own life, is determined on geography? There's a really very real chance if Amber Thurman lived in Minnesota, she'd be alive today. I mean, this is of all the unbelievably high stakes in this election. It is a matter of life or death, isn't it?
It is a matter of life and death. And it's not like the policies of Trump and Vance are somehow isolated out there. It's just politics. It is about health and life and survival. And, you know, all of this, all the consequences of what they did and what they're saying about a woman's right to choose and to manage her own bodies. You add that to the incredible anti-vax tidal wave that they've created, and we have a country that is already dangerously less healthy than it should be and that could be. You know, we have the highest maternal mortality rate of any developed country in the world.
Yeah,
it's just disgraceful. And hopefully, you know, that Kamala Harris will win,
yeah,
and they'll set about trying to fix the country, which it desperately needs.
I say one last one for you, since you brought up vaccine. It's just, this is what we've talked about, the Trumpism has done to America, and this anti-vax COVIDiocy, as we call it. Trump said he's not allowed to talk about the COVID vaccine because he's a Republican. So isn't that he's admitting his fans are idiots?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. He told Kellyanne Conway he had the greatest economy in history. No. Until the pandemic, he said, when COVID hit, we did an unbelievable job. We did a great job. Never got credit for that. You know, warp speed. Right. Conway said, you saved millions of lives. I'm not allowed to talk about it because I'm a Republican. Oh, my God. I mean, Doc, I have to hope it wasn't that long ago that people have memory hold his disastrous response to COVID.
They don't. But yeah, it's people have forgiven him. Mm-hmm. They've forgiven him as a matter of course. They either choose to or actually don't remember. You know, like even that Access Hollywood tape, that infamous tape. You know, I'm looking at these women in his crowds at a Trump rally, cheering him on like they were oblivious to what he actually represents to women of America.
Cheering a rapist, literally.
Yeah. Right.
One last one. You said the iconic singer, legendary social activist Joan Baez, known mostly for her appearance on The Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, I just
no,
added
you just
that.
Added that. That was not in that tweet.
Has painted
at all
a magnificent portrait of Vice President Harris. Joan personally signed Fine Federal Prince, has been selling them $1,000 each, with net proceeds going to Harris Walls. There's still a few left at JoanBaezArt.com. Incredible way to help in these final weeks. And I understand, Chris, that she got a Stephanie Miller bump when she was on the show.
So I hear.
No, seriously. All kidding aside, she got an unbelievable Stephanie Miller bump. Aww. Unbelievable. It's like instantly.
Well, she's a hero.
So your fans, your audience, your people are phenomenal. And I really... Am I wearing a hat? Because I take my hat off.
Your imaginary hat. Aw, thank you, honey. I agree. We love our Steph heads. And Joan Baez's art, she's a hero to so many of us. So, you know, please, it's a way to support.
And by the way, she wants to come back and visit you.
Oh
wonderful. Yay.
Has anyone ever said no?
Not one
Get
person.
That Rock and Roll Hall of Famer out of here. Pooh.
Yeah.
Wow, someone wants to come back to the Stephanie Miller
After
show?
After you interviewed them?
She certainly does.
That's new.
Weird.
All right. Tell her we miss her and we love her. Love you, Doc.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Bye.
20
and
minutes.
She ain't no Barbara Mikulski.
Who I killed yesterday. I guess she's still with us.
She is still with
she's
us.
She's still with us.
Still a chance. Being back on the show could be on her bucket list, Jody. Check it out.
I don't
20
so.
Minutes after
that
the hour.
That was a hard no we got from her.
You know, sometimes we get nice nose. That was a hard
that was
stop.
A, that was. She will not be returning.
Did not enjoy herself. Okay. 20. I'm not for everybody.
Nope.
No.
What's isn't that the T-shirt Nebraska? It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, it's not for everybody. That's their official travel slogan.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Oh, yeah. It's in the name. It's simple and it's safe.
That's my peace of mind. Well, you know what, boy howdy. Sometimes I do things the hard way. I forgot to turn it on.
No.
Had a break-in. Thank God everything was okay. But I'm telling you, Simply Safe gives you a peace of mind with Fast Protect monitoring and Live Guard protection. Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, can even see and speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. Yep. You will never be locked into a long-term contract. You can cancel any time. Pricing is transparent and affordable, less than $1 a day. No hidden fees ever. That is a bar and a goon. Ooh. Trust me, I checked into security companies. When I did all this, Simply Safe has been named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running. Best customer service, says Newsweek magazine. Get it. Protect your home. 50% off a new Simply Safe system. Plus a free indoor security camera when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/ There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Hell, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm. My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get even softer with every wash, come with a 10-year warranty. And for cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set is a must. This lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It is like wrapping yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? The commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down, plus that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
There's more to the walk to end Alzheimer's than just walking, and there's more reasons to take part, too. It's for families facing the disease, for treatments, for stopping Alzheimer's. Join WMDX for Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's at Warner Park in Madison, Sunday, October 6th, starting at 8:30 a.m. Be part of the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease with WMDX. Learn more or sign up today at alz.org. ALZ.org.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Do you, let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... No, really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Administration.
Stephanie Miller.
Howdy, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Chris, who said the majority of viewers say Tim Walz won the debate?
Jack Spratt. Okay.
Pardon me?
Jack Spratt.
No. Fox News.
Oh.
Even better. Oh, they had to read it on the air. Okay. And Covey says the fact that the Trump campaign will not allow him to do an interview or debate if there will be fact-checking should tell you all you need to know.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Matt in Chicago. Hi, Matt.
Hello, kids. How is everybody doing?
Good. Go ahead.
So about a week ago, I went into the hospital for a surgery, and I ended up having two more emergency surgeries. So I'm in the hospital for the time being.
Oh.
But I want you to know that in the pre-op room for the final two surgeries,
yeah,
every time before I left, I told my mother, who was sitting there, if something happens, vote for Kamala. And I want you to know that everybody in that pre-op room, the doctors, the other patients, the nurses, the techs, everybody started cheering and clapping. So I want you to know that I'm starting a grassroots campaign in the pre-op of the Northwestern Hospital in
Chicago. It's a niche.
Yes.
It's a niche market. Thank you.
The hospitals of Chicago.
You're doing your part.
Yes.
All right. Feel better, Matt.
Vote for Kamala, and I love you all.
I love you too, sweetheart. The Daily Show tweeted, every woman in America is Googling where to get that button from the debate that mutes men yelling.
Yes.
Sometimes we need to yell, though.
Tracy in Arizona. Hi, Trace.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
So the original plan was I was going to take the night off on the 28th, uh-huh, and that we were going to come to the show and do the meet and grope for my birthday.
Right.
My birthday was September 10th.
And where were you?
I had to go to Colorado. I had family stuff going on, okay, with my dad. So I was gone all summer. So we weren't sure if I was going to make it back in time. So instead of going to the show, my wonderful wife, and Jody will appreciate this, bought me a new bass guitar for my birthday.
Aww.
And
that's nowhere near as good as Sexy Liberal, but okay.
Well, we looked for tickets, but we couldn't figure out if we could do the meet and group too. So we'll just catch you next year.
Okay. It was nice and cool. Sorry you missed it. Yeah, someone said Trump said there's not global warming, there's global cooling. They're like, hope you packed a sweater for Phoenix, Steph.
I wish I packed a sweater for the theater. It was cold in there.
29 minutes after the hour, Dana Goldberg coming up.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers may be looking for a new home on cable TV. The operator of Bally Sports was in bankruptcy court yesterday. Its reorganization plan includes cutting ties with 7 teams under contract for next year, including the Brewers. A final hearing on Bally's reorganization plan is November 14th. Wind turbine technicians and solar installers are the fastest-growing occupations in the U.S., but union leaders say more people need to be aware of the opportunities.
There maybe are some old ideas about what working in the trades means. These are not temporary jobs. These are meant to be careers.
That's Emily Pritzko of the Wisconsin Building Trades Council. As many as 82 Wisconsin projects tied to clean energy could qualify for tax incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. The list of finalists to be the next president of Madison College is down to 3. Carlos Cortez heads the San Diego Community College District. Musadar Siddiqui is a community college administrator in Houston, Texas. And Tia Robinson Cooper leads a community college in Indiana. All 3 will take part in public forums later this month. The Board of Trustees expects to make a choice by the end of the year. President Jack Daniels is retiring in January. The Ice Age Trail Alliance is encouraging people to get outside and explore at least 44 miles on the Ice Age National Scenic Trail and visit 3 trail communities in October. It's free for anyone to register for the 5th annual Mammoth Hike Challenge. Finishers who submit their completion form will earn a patch and a certificate. About 8,000 people will take the challenge this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, sunny, 70. And then on Saturday, a little return to summer with sunshine at a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs, and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh, my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8, on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our Popcorn Pick of the Week, brought to you by Poppin' Z's Popcorn. And I'm joined by Milwaukee filmmaker Ezekiel Drews and Festival Theater's Jesse March.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
car.gov/kids buckle up.
J.D. Vance said one of the ways
ultimately that we can stop gun violence in this country is by having better locks on our doors. Did anybody react? You're laughing back here. No, you. What's your name?
Nora.
What did you think when you heard J.D. Vance talk about that? Jimena was talking about how because of what happened at one of your neighboring schools here, it's an issue that rings close to home.
I thought it was ridiculous. I mean, the issue is guns. The issue is not better locks on doors.
Thank you.
Just ignore pundits, pollsters, everything right now. Just eyes on the prize.
Yep.
Forward, not going back. By the way, Alex tweeted, we got a boatload of tweets.
Oh.
This holy Lucas Koontz is funny as hell. Thank you for coming on with Mama this morning. Josh Hawley better run away now. That jack wagon's going to get his ass kicked.
Yep.
We had a lot of those. Jess Piper, who's going to join us next Saturday for Kansas City Sexy Liberal,
said
those who were surprised by Vance's performance last night have not had the benefit of being gaslit by a smooth young Ivy League politician lying straight to your face for years. Josh Hawley is my senator. He and Vance are the same person. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I said to Lucas Koontz yesterday.
Yep.
I tweeted, I said, hey, Lucas, come and join me and Jess. Glenn Kirshner, who's in? Let's go. Come
You're
on.
Doing the hard sell, aren't you?
It's the last one on the road, Chris.
I know.
The final one for this year is November 2nd here in L.A. But this is the last one. This is Mama's last road trip. Meet us in Kansas City.
I was looking at photos of the Uptown Theater in Kansas City.
Beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
It's very, very exciting. Hi, Lucas. Okay. By the way, we only had him on the phone because he was, traveling.
Right.
He is hot.
He's very handsome.
Have you seen him?
Yeah, he's very handsome.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Former Marine. Hot, hot, hot. Wow. Okay.
Hot Marine.
All right.
I hope I get to meet him.
If you can't get to Kansas, if you can't get to Kansas City or L.A., D.C. is the big final one for January 18th for Kamala Harris's inauguration, obviously.
Obviously.
But in the meantime, until Halloween, you know what you can still experience? OMG.
We are here to save the world. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. And you can watch from anywhere in the world. This summer's Chicago show from the Vic Theater. A Sexy Liberal pay-per-view event you can still enjoy. Starring Stephanie Miller.
Mike Johnson from Ron Johnson. You're having a hard time telling your Johnsons apart, and Lauren Boebert can give you a hand.
John Fugelsang.
After the show, I will be in the lobby by the merch table signing Bibles.
Hal Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump was like, we got to get rid of some of these.
Don't like it.
And comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all some of the nicest white people we have ever met. We need to black mama this country.
Yeah, okay.
Special panel guests include Mark Hamill, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, Representative Jan Schakowsky, and Joe Weinbank. $20.24 gets you on-demand streaming of Chicago's comedy event of the year. It's not too late to see the tour that is saving the world. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Details and tickets at meethook.live/savetheworld.
Yeah. Speaking of hot Marines, Vote Vets tweeted, Iran is closer to a nuclear weapon because of Donald Trump. Never, ever forget that. We finally had their nuclear program in check, and he violated the deal and allowed Iran to restart their program. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, 20, we already have a great ad out from Kamala Harris' campaign on the debate.
It's really rich for Democratic leaders to say that Donald Trump is a unique threat to democracy when he peacefully gave over power.
He is still saying he didn't lose the election. I would just ask that. Did he lose the 2020 election?
Tim, I'm focused on the future.
That is a damning non-answer. America, I think you've got a really clear choice of who's going to honor that democracy and who's going to honor Donald Trump.
Got a million views in like an hour.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I'm telling you, this whack-a-mole we're playing. Election boards in Georgia must certify the state's election results, a judge says from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. This whack-a-mole is going well so far.
Oh, yeah.
How Arizona Republicans' voter purge scheme blew up in their faces. Republicans in Arizona over the last several years have enacted proof of citizenship requirements for registered voters with the purported goal of eliminating the threat of undocumented immigrants from voting.
They don't vote.
It's already illegal.
They don't.
It's not happening.
They don't do it.
So the same Republicans have been changing their tune recently after they discovered the law would purge a large number of registered Republicans.
No kidding.
This is what happens with election
the law
and trying to suppress the vote.
Yes.
The law of unintended consequences.
Thank you. A glitch in Arizona's driver's license database caused nearly 100,000 registered voters not to meet the proof of citizenship requirements under the state's recently revised election laws. I mean, states like ours, we're not a blue state. We're just a state that wants everybody to vote, that makes it easier for everybody to vote.
Right.
Doesn't make it harder, you know? It's
although,
one last good news.
People vote.
They tend to vote
Democrats.
Yeah. So, you know.
We've got to fix the Electoral College. It's so insane how many more votes we need to get. You know, how many more people we represent than they do. It's just tens of thousands of Georgia voters have updated their registration after Kamala Harris took over the campaign from Joe Biden. Secretary of State Brad Hafsenberger. Had removed thousands of voter registrations for a variety of reasons, but 40,000 voters have already updated their registration ahead of the October 7th deadline. About a fourth of those did so on the day Harris rallied in Atlanta. Because we were there. We did Sexy Liberal the day after,
yep.
And Atlanta, I'm telling you, was on fire in a good way.
It was.
It's not just first-time voters who are getting involved in this cycle. We have helped re-register many Georgians who haven't voted in decades.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole game, man. Register, check your registration again,
yep.
Make sure you haven't been purged, make sure everyone you know
yep.
is registered, right? Just
Dr. Furrier, it's off her.
Okay, Cassidy Hutchinson is voting for Kamala Harris. Here she is.
I don't ever want to try to tell somebody how to vote, but in my experience, number one, from being up close to Donald Trump, seeing his character, knowing who he is, believing him when he tells us who he is and also who he chose as his vice presidential running mate, J.D. Vance, who's a whole separate conversation. Mm-hmm. It's just a despicable portrayal of the Republican Party. I am really, really proud as a conservative to have the opportunity to vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in this election.
Wow.
Everything she said turned out to be true.
Yep.
And once again, we reiterate, this whole January 6th filing, it's all Republicans. This is not a deep state, politicized DOJ.
Yep.
These are all Republicans,
mm-hmm.
from Pence on down, mm-hmm. that testify. That's what this is. Hutchinson, one more.
The character of our leaders really matters, too. We need to be able to elect people that we can trust to uphold our rule of law, people that we want our children to look at and to want to emulate. Kamala Harris is from a working-class background. Tim Walz is from a working class background. Those are the people that Donald Trump claimed to represent, but actually exploited and manipulated their support. So, you know, I say to Republicans who may be on the fence, I understand how frightening it can be to potentially break with your party.
Yep, and one last one.
Donald Trump and J.D. Vance cannot be trusted with the Constitution. They cannot be trusted to uphold our rule of law, and they can't be trusted to enact responsible policy. That in and of itself is disqualifying amongst many other things, some of them being that Donald Trump is also under federal and state indictments. So when it comes down to the decision for me to vote for Kamala Harris, I look forward to casting my ballot for her. And I think it's also really important to say, for me at least, that I will also be voting for Democrats in the House and the Senate too.
Not a girl.
I love this. Jake Tapper cracked up over the easily decipherable redactions made in the new DOJ filing.
He did. He giggled a little.
Yeah.
He giggled.
He said P1 is quite obviously Steve Bannon. That's person one.
Yeah.
He says, he's quoted as saying what Trump's going to do is just declare victory, right? He's going to declare victory. That doesn't mean he's the winner. He's just going to say he's the winner. So that quote, he said, exists on video. So it's Steve Bannon. Why even redact it? I mean, some of this is, you know, with the J6 committee, whatever. Some of this we already knew.
Yeah. Right.
Then he said, well, for anyone at home who's doing this kind of like a bingo game, page 18 refers to Georgia governor, person 17. I believe that's probably Brian Kemp. Easily, you don't need the ring to crack the code.
Yeah.
Right. Code a ring out of here. Yeah. For those of you that have just tuned in, so... Here's the, it's a lot. I haven't read the whole thing, but So Jack Smith's massive new filing contains, they're saying, at least six telling revelations. One, a Trump campaign employee sought to foment chaos at the TCF Center in Detroit where ballots were being processed. When a colleague at the TFC Center told Redacted, we think a batch of votes heavily in Biden's favor is right. Redacted responded, find a reason it isn't. Give me options to file litigation. And even if it's, this is all so damning. When the colleague suggested there was about to be unrest reminiscent of the Brooks Brothers riots, a violent effort to stop the vote count in Florida after the 2000 election, Redacted responded, make them do it. Make them riot. Do it. Redacted is Donald Trump.
Yes.
Okay. Two, Trump sidelined his legal team on November 13 and put Rudy Giuliani in charge because he was the only one willing to lie about election results. Number three, Pence told Trump he saw no evidence of fraud over the course of many conversations detailed in his book and cited by prosecutors. Pence said the defendant's own running mate, who he had directed to assess fraud allegations, told the defendant he had seen no evidence of outcome determinative fraud in the election. The defendant disregarded redacted. And Pence, in the same way that he disregarded dozens of court decisions that unanimously rejected his and his allies' legal claims, and that he disregarded officials in the targeted states, including those in his own party, who stated publicly he had lost and his specific fraud allegations were false. Four, Trump repeatedly promised to provide election fraud evidence to Governors Steve Ducey in Arizona and Brian Kemp in Arizona, but never did.
No.
That was the most shocking thing in this to me. Really? The defendant was on notice. There was no evidence of election fraud in Arizona within a week of the election. The defendant also raised claims of election fraud, and Redacted asked the defendant to send him supporting evidence. Although the defendant said he would and we're packaging it up, he never did. Maybe there was a light broken on that package.
Yes,
and they sent it to his shop to fix it. And
my sweet little
packaging that up right now.
Santa Claus lied. There's a light on this tree.
Isn't he still saying it?
Light on one side.
Isn't he still being tons of evidence? People haven't seen it.
I'll fix it up there.
I'll bring it back here.
Then I'll bring it back.
I think you meant Doug Ducey, not Steve Ducey.
Whatever. Okay, Mark, whatever. I can never tell who's the Ducey-est of the Ducey's. I don't know. They're all so Ducey, you know? Mark Meadows and White House attorney exchanged messages on December 3rd confirming that dead voter statistics were false.
Yeah, no kidding.
A U.S. senator helped facilitate a December 8th call between Trump and Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr. U.S. Senator redacted.
There's a few. I have a few in mind for
redacted.
That
the defendant had heard that redacted was whipping or lobbying other state attorneys general against filing amicus briefs in support of Texas. Redacted asked redacted, I'm going to guess Texas Ted Cruz, if he would speak with the defendant about it, and redacted agreed.
Or Cornyn. Pardon? John Cornyn.
Or Cornyn.
Yeah, they're both Texas senators.
It's one of two.
It's one of two, so we had a 50-50 shot at figuring out who it is.
Maybe instead of saying allegedly on the show, I'll just say redacted a bunch of times to make you feel better.
That might work.
If that mother redacted doesn't go to redacted.
Next time we have a legal ladder lady on, let's ask them.
How about tomorrow when we have Glenn?
Okay. Glenn would know.
Maybe I should redact me from my own show.
Well,
that would be better.
You know, some people have said that.
Ah, shush.
It wasn't me.
Lawrence in Arizona. Hello, Lawrence.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Lawrence of Suburbia, okay?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, Lawrence of Suburbia.
But do me a favor and don't show my movie on Matt Gaetz's forehead.
Okay, sorry.
So first of all, I want to say Chris is wrong, right? Because I think you do a very, very adequate job of filling in for Jody Hamilton, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. I do my best.
Yeah. I'm joking. It's just adequate.
All right. Okay.
You're at your side.
I have a serious...
You are redacted.
I have a serious question.
Okay.
And I hope you guys can answer it. First of all, full disclosure, I'm a registered Republican. I've been one for decades.
Sorry.
I'm a gun owner, and I'm a veteran. Oh, wow. A veteran with bone spurs, by the way.
Oh.
And I have the x-rays to prove it. Okay. But what I'm not is a moron. I'm not a sheep. I'm not a cultist or a Trump Davidian. I know how to think for myself, so...
Good.
That being said, I was watching the vice president debate, and one thing I couldn't get past was, you know, of course, the lies, you know, especially when J.D. Tran says, I never supported a nationwide abortion ban.
Yeah.
We have it on tape.
What I did say is I supported an abortion ban if it was nationwide. I mean, it's like, that's pretty much what he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then in his closing statement, what got me was when he said, I've talked to people. One guy told me he didn't have any money for food, but he asked me how I was doing. So it's like, well, maybe the guy was just being sarcastic. You know, it's like, you know, hey, I don't have any money for food. But what? How are you doing? That's what's important.
Right.
You know?
I make sure I drink cheap wine when J.D. Vance is speaking because I was like, peaceful transfer. Oh, you don't want to spit out good wine, right?
So you got the Franzia out?
Yeah, I got the Franzia. Okay.
The cooking wine.
Karen in Chicago, hello.
Oh, good morning. Wow. Well, look, this is the thing. This is who the I hate to break it to everybody, but this is who the Republican Party has always been. Okay, they've just been doing it on the down low. I mean, think about cross-check. The reason I called was I wanted to piggyback on the earlier caller that spoke to his kid about their takeaway of the debate. And I had a similar experience talking to my son and his girlfriend. And I thought that focus group in Michigan, the young people, it showed that young people saw through the BS, okay? And as little redneck said, he could polish that turd, but it's still a turd. And my concern, though, and this is what we need to be aware of, there are people, cisgender white men who don't do politics. I had a conversation with one yesterday, and he actually said, you know, he did pretty well, and he came off as reasonable and not as dangerous as Trump.
Yeah.
I told him the bullet points of Project 2025, and I said, J.D. Vance is in close alliance with Kevin Roberts, the architect of Project 2025. He wants the unitary executive theory. He wants to do away with the independence of our government agencies, do away with the public Department of Education, et cetera. So, no, this guy is more as dangerous, if not more so. So we have to have those conversations, too, for anybody that is unclear. Thank you.
Absolutely. Oh, by the way, Karen has a trans child. I don't know if she had heard this, but Trump asserted the current U.S. education system is mostly transgender. Instead of reading, right, I think. He said, we want reading, writing, and arithmetic right now. You have mostly transgender.
What does that
Everything's
mean?
Everything's transgender.
What does that mean?
It means everything and everyone is obviously transgender, and all they teach is transgender. In case you
But how do you teach transgender? That's my question.
Because you're transgender, obviously, and so are all of the children in your class.
I mean, doy.
I don't understand.
Are we going to do math today?
No, we're doing transgender again.
I don't understand.
Reading, writing, and transgender.
How
no, just transgender.
Do you have to be to believe anything he says at this point? To our previous veterans caller's point, Chris, who said, I certainly would like abortion to be illegal nationally.
Commander McBragg.
No. J.D. Vance, it's on tape. Mm-hmm. Who said, I am sympathetic to the view that a national ban was necessary to stop women from traveling across state lines to obtain abortions.
Mr. Peabody.
No.
J.D. He's too scientific for that.
I don't even listen to your stupid guesses.
People love my stupid guesses.
The point is, J.D. Vance is a lying hypocrite.
Mark Hamill loves my stupid guesses.
Yeah.
He told me.
All right, I'm not going to say anything because Mark Hamill's doing L.A. Sexy Liberal. We love him. Oh, my God. I love all the Star Wars, or what do you call it? The Star Wars memes. People are doing, what's the other? Wait, didn't I print one? Jody, you forgot one of my tweets.
When?
Something.
Yesterday
like,
you sent one and you didn't even know why you sent it.
It's Luke Skywalker going, I was told, whatever, Darth Vader killed my father and the other person. Because I was told there'd be no fact checking.
Yeah,
you didn't send that, but I saw it.
Yeah, and they're saying, sure, Darth Vader blew up an entire planet. But I don't know enough about Luke Skywalker. Okay. 53 minutes after the hour.
I'm sure Mark loves being sent every single Star Wars meme that's ever been made.
He loves it.
I'm sure.
53 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by My Probiotics. It's not My Probiotics better than yours. My Probiotics are better than yours. That's some old dog food commercial or something that's stuck in my head from the
70s. It doesn't work.
Which I wasn't even alive in.
No, you were not. You were born in the early 80s.
Thank you. Survivability. That's why most probiotics fall short, Chris.
Ah.
To work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. And how, what does it have to survive?
Your stomach acid. That can melt metal.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did I get that right?
It can dissolve metal. Let you right along.
Dissolve metal.
Little carrot on a string. For my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic, the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, so says third-party testing. I mean, wow. A game-changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today, and you get 20% off your free purchase for a limited time. JustThriveHealth.com/Stephanie.
Horse-faced lesbians.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Night's sleep. Ugh, boy. Whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you make qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Here to save America.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal
Save the World
Comedy Tour
continues with the next stop, Kansas City.
Saturday, October 12th at the Uptown Theater in Kansas City.
Bet you carried on plenty in Kansas City.
Join the queen of political talk radio, Stephanie Miller.
Hello, all my Kansas City sexy liberals.
John Fugelsang.
The big donors, they are hiding from Donald Trump like underage beauty pageant contestants backstage.
Hilarious Hal Sparks.
Thank you all for showing up live and seeing that we're not AI and just a reflection in the engine of Harris's airplane, but
and comedy duo Frangela.
And y'all thought you saw some black joy before?
If you think we were excited about Obama,
ooh! Plus special panel guest, rural social media sensation Jess Piper.
VIP tickets get your meet and greet access to the stars after the show.
Don't miss Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour.
Saturday, October 12th at the Uptown Theater in Kansas City.
We're on our way to Kansas City.
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website.
A Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be here with a Max Inc. preview.
And we'll have more from the world of Idiocracy.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.